Gemara says on top, Tanan Hosum. We learned the Gemara Mishnah in Shkolim that says, Behemo shenimtsas mi Yerushalayim lemigdal eder. If somebody finds a behemo, an animal, outside Yerushalayim, this distance from Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, which was the city right outside Yerushalayim. Or else any way, any side outside Yerushalayim, if you find the behemoth, either inside Yerushalayim, or else right outside Yerushalayim, with this radius of this distance between Yerushalayim and this city, Migdal Eder, so we have to be afraid that the animal is a korban, because most of the animals in Yerushalayim are korbanos. So if you find an animal there, the question is, what can you do with it? So it says Allah there, that zechorim, if you find a male, a zechorim is oilus. You have to bring a korban oilu from it. That's the havamina. Zechorim is oilus. If you find a zachor, an animal, that's a zachor, you have to bring it for a korban oilu. Nikevus, if you find a nikeva in Yerushalayim or right outside it, zivchei shlamim. For that, you have to bring a korban shlamim. Because nikeva cannot be brought for a korban oilu. A korban oilu is only a zachor. Marshenk and a korban shlamim could be brought from a nikeva. Therefore, if you find an animal in the keva, we say it's a korban shlamim. So Mari has the question, Elos charim oilos su deheve zivche shlamim leheve. Like, how could you tell me a charim, if you find males, they're only a korban oilah? True, it could be a korban oilah, but maybe it was a korban shlamim. A korban shlamim could be brought either from a zachar or from a keva. So how could you tell me if you find Zechorim, you're supposed to bring it for Korban Shlomim, you have to be afraid maybe it's a Korban Oila. So Gemara answers, Omer Rabbi Shia Hocha B'ma Hocha, no, we're talking about over here. Bebo L'choy B'demehen Askinen. We're talking about if somebody now wants to take the value of this animal and like be poiderit. He wants the animal to go L'chulin and he'll put the Kedusha onto money. Now the question is, what do you have to do with this money? What type of a korban should you buy with this money? V'ochikom, this is what it means to say the Mishnah. Chayshinon, shema oilos. If you find a zochar, we have to be afraid, maybe it was a korban oilo. But enechanami, maybe it was also a korban shlamim. Therefore, like with the money, you have to buy two separate korbanos. And one you have to bring for korban oilo, and one you have to bring for korban shlamim. Rashi says, Kloima, ihi vadai le korva. The animal itself you do not bring for a korban. Vochi korban, this is what the Mishnah means to say. In bo odam zeh lasas lo takono. If a person wants to do something, or bo le kabal atzmoi choyva koldomeho, and he wants to take it upon himself that the money of it should be bought for korbanis, shul besofik lo tzio lechulin, or le haktish esdomeho, he wants the animal itself to go lechulin. We'll soon see how we can do that. But with the money, he wants the money to be have the kedusha on it. So therefore, it's like this: im zocher, if the animal was a zocher, nizchayiv af b'dmei oila. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. He has to also buy the korban oila with this money. The chashino and shem oila saying we're afraid maybe the animal was also a korban oila. So therefore, he has to buy a korban oila and a korban shlamim. Mashenkin, if you find in the keva for sure was not the korban oila because you can't bring a korban oila from the kevas. It was only, maybe it was a shlomim, therefore you only have to bring with the money a korban shlomim. And Rabbi Mehi, I tell you this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. Like Rashi says, that we had in our Mishnah before, that Higdish b'meizid mischalo, that Rabbi Meir holds if you mekadish your wife, b'meizid, with Higdish, the kedusha mischalo, because even b'meizid, Higdish is mischalo. Therefore, this person, when he finds this animal right now, like he has to take on, most probably it's Higdish. So b'meizid is allowed to go be mechalol, to take money and say, listen, I want the kedusha of the animal to go off and onto the money. And he could do this b'meizid. V'yochol zeh liyotzion l'chulin meizid, Rashi says. V'yitovstu hadamim b'kedushasam. And the money will receive the kedusha of the animal. V'yidei tenai, and because of a condition he'll make now, yovi shnei damim. He'll bring like two pairs of money like. Echad liyerlo, one value will be for korban oilo. V'yechad l'shlamim, one will be for korban shlamim. V'yoyma, the person will still, let's say the animal is worth $100. So he's going to have to take now $200 here. And say like this, on 100 he has to say, im oilehi, if the first animal was a korban oilo, harei mischal azu, I want the kedusha to go off it onto this money that's worth $100, and I'll buy a korban oilo with it. V'yasheni, the second $100, yehei shalmin adava. even though I'm also gonna buy a korban shlamim, that should be just in the davar. I want namuchuyev to bring the shlamim, and that'll make it now the opposite way. What about v'yim shlamim he? Let's say the animal that he found was really a korban shlamim. So then he says, harehi mechuleles al shel shlamim. The animal that I'm bringing now for korban shlamim, that should be meschal, the gedusha should go off the first animal onto this one. And therefore, even though I'm bringing a second animal for korban oila, v'hashen l'nedavas l'nidvas oila, the second animal should be the nedavar only. So the kids, this is what the person should do. He should be meschal, take the gedusha off this animal, put it onto the money, and therefore with the money he buys two sets of behemoths, one for korban oila, one for korban shlamim. So it goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the Yomar that says, Hegdish b'mezid mischalol. So now the Gemara asks a few questions. The first question you really should ask the Gemara later is, it's an avera to do? True, Rabbi Meir says, b'mezid, if somebody's mischalol, the kedusha goes off it. But who says you're allowed to do it? It's an avera to do it. So how can we tell this person that finds a behema, we'll give him an etzah to do an avera? Usually we don't tell you to do that. So that's the Gemara on Amid Beis, we'll ask the question. But so far the Gemara asks, even if the person wants to do it, but the kedusha is haguf, mimis chalol, so something that has the kedusha haguf on it, could you take it off through chulin, through mischalol? In other words, here this animal, we're afraid, maybe it was a korban oila, maybe it was a korban shlamim. So if it was a korban, this animal, it has the kedusha haguf. The guf of the animal is kaddish, that you have to bring it on the mizbeach, the makavid lashem. And the klal is something that has the kedusha haguf, there's no din milah on it. It's not yotzel chulin. So even according to Rabbi Meir, how could you take the kedusha off the animal? For your Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Mila that says, "Ein moyel acha moyel b'mekdoshim." By regular mekdoshim, regular hegdish, you can't be over the issa moyel twice, because the first person that's over the issa Mila, it automatically goes out lechulin, so it's not hegdish anymore. So the second person will not be over the issa Mila. Ella, where's the only case that the kedusha still remains upon the animal? The behema, only by a korban. By a korban there, even though the first one is has hanor from it, he's over the issa mila, but the kedusha does not go off the behema. The behema, the kedusha still remains, it's not mischal, it doesn't come into chulin. Therefore, the second one that has hanor from it is also over the issa mila. Uva kli sharis bovad, who then if you have a kli sharis, you have a kli that has the kedusha saguf on it. It was kaddish for the mizbeach to be used. A kli sharis, they use it to mekabel the dam with it, for other purposes. So this has a kedusha saguf. Here we say, even though somebody takes this cup and drinks from it, uses it, has hanor from it, even though he's over the issa mila, but the cup itself is not yotzel chulin. The kedusha does not go off it. Ketzad, what's the case? Ho yereicha b'gabe behema. Let's say somebody took a korban oila and he started to ride on it. Bo chaveru v'rochav. Then his friend came and also rode on top of this korban oila. Bo chaveru v'rochav. Then a third person came and also had enjoyment from this animal, this korban oila. The halacha is kula mamalu. All three of them are over the issa mila. Even though usually we say when the first person is over the issa mila, if you would take something, a hammer that belongs to Hegdish, and you'll have enjoyment from it, so we say it's yotzel lechulin. As soon as you have enjoyment from it, it goes out lechulin, the kedusha goes off it. So therefore, the second person, when he has enjoyment from it, there won't be an issa mila. But over here, by Kedusha Saguf, we say not like that. By Kedusha Saguf, either it's a carbon, or else it's a Kli Sharis, the Kedusha always remains on it. The Kedusha does not go off, even though you mischal, even though you have Hanor from it, the Kedusha does not go off it. Therefore, it's a kash, how could the Mishnah Shkolim say, if somebody finds this animal, he has a suffix, whether it's a carbon oil or a carbon shlamim, so the Yetzer is what's saying now, be mischal it on money, let the Kedusha go off the animal onto the money. And with this money you buy two sets of kavanas, how could you take the kedusha off the animal? By a kedusha's haguf, the kedusha doesn't come off. The same thing, shaisa b'koshel zov. If one person drinks from this golden cup, that's a klisharis. Bo chaveru, then his friend comes and also v'shaisa, also drinks from this cup. Bo chaveru v'shaisa, then a third person comes and drinks from the same golden cup that has kedusha on it. The locker is kula malu. All three of them are over the issa mila, because on the kli sharis, which is the kedusha saguf, the kedusha does not go off. It's not in the chalal. You can't take the kedusha off a kedusha saguf. So how could we say here this animal you could take the kedusha off? It's a kasha. So my answer is, I'll tell you no. Hahi Rabbi Yehudahi or Rabbi Meir. I say that the Mishnah in Mila says by kedusha saguf. the Kedusha does not go off. That's maybe only according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The halacha we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that the mezid, the cloud is no din chilul. You can't be mischali, not over nisamila, if you have enjoyment the mezid. It's only b'shoigig. B'shoigig by mistake, when you take something that belongs to Hegdish, and you have enjoyment from it, so then Rabbi Yehuda says it's yotze l'chulin. So since according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only mischal, only goes l'chulin, when you do it b'shoigig, not if you do it b'mezid. So therefore, b'mezid, you can't be mischalul. So this halach in Masechta Milah that says by a kedusha saguf you can never get the kedusha off, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And I'll tell you how Rabbi Meir, the first mishnah that we had in Shkolim that says if you find this animal, even though you have a suffix, maybe it's a korban oila, maybe it's a korban shlomim, so we're saying you could be mischalul, take the kedusha off it onto the money, that goes according to Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir now mishnah says you could be mischalul even b'mezid. Even when you know it belongs to Hegdish, and you take it and you have enjoyment from it, it's Yotze L'chulin. Therefore, Rabbi Meir says, now Mishnah, if you mekadish your wife with money of Hegdish, the Kedushin is Chal, even though it's B'mezid, even though you know what you're doing. Still, we hold B'mezid, it is Mischal. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. So the Mori asks Kasha, so what though? Mid Rabbi Yehuda, Nishma L'Rabbi Meir. But from Rabbi Yehuda's Svara, we should see that the same reasoning should apply according to Rabbi Meir. In other words, we only have a machlokes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, b'mezid, it's not nischalal. If you have enjoyment from Hegdish, b'mezid, you know it's Hegdish, it's not nischalal. It doesn't go out l'chulin. Rabbi Meir says, yes, it goes out l'chulin. That's the only machlokes. But so what? Who says, though, according to Rabbi Meir, a kedusha saguf could go off it? Gemara asks, mid Rabbi Yehuda, nishmal Rabbi Meir. From Rabbi Yehuda, we share the same sfer according to Rabbi Meir. Lavam Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say Hegdish b'shoigeg mischalil, that if you have enjoyment b'shoigeg by mistake, the kedusha does go off it? If you take a hammer that belongs to Hegdish and by mistake you start banging with it, the kedusha goes off the hammer and it's yos l'chulin. Still, Rabbi Yehuda holds O kedusha saguf loy mischalil. But let's say you have an animal and even b'shoigeg you don't realize that it's a korban and by mistake you go and ride on it. L'mais, it's not yos l'chulin. So you see, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that regular b'shoigeg, it is mischalul, the kedusha does go off it. But a special kedusha, kedusha saguf, does not go off. See, if that's the svar according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same svar should apply according to Rabbi Meir also. So the Gemara asks, the Rabbi Meir nami, even according to Rabbi Meir, we should also say the same svar. Afa gav de hegdish b'mezid mischalul, true, Rabbi Meir holds even b'mezid. Even though you know it has a kedusha, even though you know this money or the hammer is kodesh, still Rabbi Meir holds if you have enjoyment from it, b'mezid, it's yotze l'chulin. Rabbi Meir holds this, but so what? That's only a regular hegdish. But kedusha saguf loy mischala. Therefore, the same svara should apply according to Rabbi Meir that if it has a kedusha saguf, it should not be mischala. Like just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, b'shoigei, which could take off the Kedusha, it's only a regular Kedusha, not a Kedusha Saguf. So the same svar should apply according to Rabbi Meir also. Even though Rabbi Meir holds the Mezid, you could take off the Kedusha, but maybe only a regular Kedusha, but not a Kedusha Saguf. How could you tell me now that this Mishnah in Shkolim that says you have a right to take the Kedusha off the Korban goes according to Rabbi Meir? Where do you see according to Rabbi Meir that a Kedusha Saguf could go off? So Gemara answers, yes, I'll tell you. Hosom, according to Rabbi Yehuda, true, b'shoigeg is mischalol, but not the kedusha saguf. You know why? Loiko mechavon leafkinu l'chulin. Because it's talking about b'shoigeg. You did not realize that it belongs to Hegdish. So you did not have your mind, your intentions, was not to take the kedusha off it. So since the chilul that happens b'shoigeg, it's not such a strong chilul, because you don't have your mind, your intentions to take off the kedusha. So there, it only helps by regular Kedusha and not by Kedusha Saguf. But I tell you, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, but hocho, ko mechavon liafkinu l'chulin, but according to Rabbi Meir, that holds b'nezid, when you know something is Hegdish, still if you have intentions, you have in mind to take it for yourself, to have enjoyment from it, b'nezid, you could be mischalul. So I tell you, if mezid helps, that's a stronger thing, b'nezid. So maybe aim, I'll tell you, no. Yeah, so therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, I'll tell you, the Kedusha Saguf could also go off. Ein hachanami. Therefore, there's no kasha. This Mishnah in Shkolim that says if you find this animal, you have a right to take the Kedusha off it, goes according to Rabbi Meir. Even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't take the Kedushas HaGuf off, that's because you're only taking the Kedushas HaGuf off for Shegeg. For Shegeg, when you don't realize it, it's not such a strong thing to take off the Kedusha, you can't take off a Kedushas HaGuf. Only a regular Kedusha. But according to Rabbi Meir, that you could be Mischa, you could be Moyel, B'mezid, if you know it's Hegish and still you want to take it for yourself, you want to Bedavka take the Kedusha off it, that's a stronger way of taking something off. So then you could even take off a Kedushas HaGuf. So maybe the Mishnah Shkolim comes to go according to Rabbi Meir. The Gemara still says though, Eimer the Shamad al Rabbi Meir, where do we see according to Rabbi Meir could take off the Kedushas HaGuf even, maybe only because of Kedushas HaGuf. But the Kotshim Kalim Mishamad Lei, where do we see by Kotshim Kalim, also you could do that? Rashi says, the going Kotshe Habayis, Dainu Stam Hegdish, wasn't the Kotshe Kedoshim, the Kuli Abel Gvoya, the Kotshe by the Gabayis. But Kotshim Kalim by a Behema, of which is a Slomim, where do we see Rabbi Meir holds, you could be Meschal of Bemezit? So Mar says, Omele Yehuma Rabbonin, for Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, Rabbi Yaakov said like this, listen, this is a Kal V'chaimah, from this I have a Kal V'chaimah. If you're going to tell me that Kodesh Kedoshim, Mischalim, if you're going to tell me an animal like a Korban Oila, that has a Kedushas HaGuf, that's Kodesh Kedoshim, if you take it out B'mezid, if you have enjoyment from a B'mezid, you could be Mischalim, you could even take off the Kedushas HaGuf from a Kodesh Kedoshim, so Kodeshim Kalim L'Kolshchein, isn't it for sure a Korban Shlomim that has less Kedusha, it's only a Kodeshim Kalim, for sure B'mezid, you could take off the Kedusha. So the kid said, that's Pshar the Mishnah Shkolim, that Aliba the Rabbi Meir, when you're Moyel B'mezid, if you have intentions of taking off the Kedusha, you could even take off the Kedusha from a Korban has Kedusha Zaguf. So as Itmanam, we also learned like this, Omer Rabbi Chom Abar Akiva, Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Oymo Hoye Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say, Hegdish B'mezid Mischalo. Hegdish B'mezid, you could be Mischal Hegdish. B'shegege Mischalo. But B'shege, you can't be Mischalit. Echod Kotche Kedoshim, V'yechod Kotchem Kalim. Kal V'choyma Kotche Kedoshim Mischalim, Kotchem Kalim L'Kotchein. So we'll see clearly all these insiders we just got finished saying. But if you only moil b'shoigeg, if you don't realize it's a behemoth, that's a kodesh, you think this is your own animal, and you go right on it, then you can't be mischal, you can't take off the kedushas haguf, because the kedushas haguf is a strong kedusha. So if you do it b'shoigeg, you can't take off the kedusha. Only b'mezid, if you know this is a carbon, and still you want to have das to take off the kedusha, then aliba the Rabbi Meir, you could take off the kedusha whether it's a kodesh kedoshim, a korban oila, or whether it's kachrim kalim, even a korban shlamim. So Claude, that's what we're saying now, that the Mishnah Shkolim that says you could take off the kedusha from a korban oila or korban shlamim goes aliba the Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara asks the second question, the question we asked before.